This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980 for one more hour, as we are every day. Tomorrow, loaded up, as we will be at, or I will be at OTAs, watching practice. So we'll have reflections. Well, you'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury. You'll hear from Dan Quinn. Hopefully, be able to get one of the Commanders rookies interview live and in person on the show as well. Or I say in person. We'll play it for you on the show. So excited for that. Tomorrow. Also, Mark Ein on the show tomorrow, Commander's minority partner and chairman, CEO of the Mubala City Open, which is back this summer in D.C. with a heck of a lineup if you're a tennis fan or if you're a food fan. So we'll talk about all of the tennis and the food and the Commanders with Mark tomorrow. But right now, Anthony, it is May 27th, which has a special significance on the NFL calendar if you like round numbers. We are 100 days from kickoff. That's right. 100 days from kickoff. Anthony, I can't tell whether people at home could hear you clapping. I could hear you through the glass and my headphones, but your mic, I don't think, was on. So I don't know if people could hear that you were clapping in the background in excitement.
Was I clapping that loud?
Yeah, I heard the through the glass and through my headphones as I was talking.
This is how it goes.
Yeah, he's a loud clapper.
Dang, everybody. That is loud, Craig.
Yeah, that's a loud clap. All right. So, in the spirit of 100 here, we're going to keep it at 100. That's what we should have called this segment. Anthony, you have some predictions that we're going to make. You have a couple of categories. Do you have betting odds on this as well, or do you just have the categories and we're going to good guess?
I have the categories. I do not have the betting odds.
Okay. All right. So, how many or who will be the first to 100 in these categories? Anthony, fire away. Wait, hold on. Don't fire away yet. Wait. Now fire away.
All right. I think I'm going to go in order of which will be achieved the fastest.
Okay.
So I'm going to start out with the running back position. Which running back will be the first to 100 touches? Not 100 carries,
ooh,
touches. That means catches and rushes.
My guess, let's see. Last year, the leader in rushing attempts, I'm guessing, was Saquon Barkley. Yes, it was Saquon.
Yeah.
He also gets the ball in the passing game. So my guess would be Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I think I don't need to overthink it either. The Eagles understood what the formula was for, you know, their success, and I think they're going to ride that wave. So my bet, if I was to bet, it would be Saquon. But if it wasn't Saquon, who would you say? I would go either Bijan or Ashton Jeanty, who has lofty expectations for his year one rookie year.
Ooh, that's a good call with Jeanty. Yeah, I would say probably Bijan. Derrick Henry's got to be up there. I mean, Henry's going to get a ton of carries. He's not going to get a ton of catches.
Exactly.
But I also don't want to overthink like the difference between 2 and 4 catches a game. Like,
true,
the carries are going to be the thing that drives it. The running back who had the most targets last year was Alvin Kamara. I don't know that they're going to go that heavy, but he's probably a sleeper pick. Would be Kamara. But I'm gonna say, where was he in rushing attempts though? Kamara was way down the list. I mean, he only played 14 games, so that's part of it. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Barkley, Bijan, Henry.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor's another good sleeper.
Oh, he is.
Because there's a chance they give him like 40 carries in a game.
Yeah, I would go Barkley. Bijan, Ashton Jeanty.
So Barkley played 16 last year, had 345 carries. Henry and Bijan played 17, 325, 304. Jonathan Taylor had 14 games played, 303 carries.
Damn.
So Taylor actually probably is the right answer.
Yeah, he might actually be.
All right, who's next?
All right, next, who will be the first quarterback with 100 completions?
As long as he's healthy, the answer is Joe Burrow. They sling the ball all over the damn place. He led the NFL in completions last year by 53. He had 460 completions. He also led the NFL in attempts by more than 53. By a lot. So he throws at a high percentage. He completed 70% of his passes last year. That was good for, let's see, oh God, amongst actual starting quarterbacks, that was fourth if you count Tua. He played 11 games. Of guys that played like 15 or more, he's third behind Goff and Baker in percentage. Just tell me, you get a guy with a high percentage and high volume, Joe Burrow.
I like Joe. I think I'm going to go Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay.
I think they throw a lot of screens. He likes to get the ball out really quickly. Also, you know, the screens are an extension of their run game. So I will go there. I don't think their run game is going to be as effective as it was like 2 or 3 years ago, whatever it was. So I think they're going to lean heavily on him. My bet would be Tua. I like Joe, though. I do like Joe.
Joe, by the way, you know who was second in the NFL in attempts last year?
Jared Goff.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Terrible completion percentage, probably.
63%. Rodgers last year was second in attempts and eighth in yards.
Wow.
Not good. All right. What's next?
All right. Next is, who will be the first player with 100 tackles?
I mean, I think this is, the correct answer is probably a friend of the show.
Yes, sir.
Zaire Franklin's in the NFL in tackles 2 years in a row?
Yes, sir.
So, Zaire Franklin.
Actually, no. Bobby beat him out by...
Oh, that's true.
Bobby four did tackles beat him out or five tackles two, like two years ago.
When he was with the Rams. Yeah, I'm going to say... I mean, Bobby last year had 132 tackles. He was down to 18th in this defense. Zaire had 173. You know, absolutely ridiculous stat. Buda Baker was second in the NFL last year as a safety.
He was a tackling machine.
164. Robert Spillane, who signed with New England this offseason, he had 158. Jamie and Sherwood had 158. He's with the Jets. And that's the thing. It's like, I can name a bunch of dudes who were top 10 in the NFL in tackles, and I bet you don't even know who they play for.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a meaningless stat, obviously, but it is... it's an insignificant stat in terms of how good you are at defense. But Zaire has been a tackling machine. He's very good at defense. Give me Z.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Z as well. He's trying to be better than he was last year. So I think
My only thing is they have a different DC, right?
Say that again?
They have a different DC this year, right?
Yeah, Lou Anarumo.
So, I mean, Jermaine Pratt did finish 10th last year. He was the highest Bengal. So that would be my only thing. You know, Nick Cross, safety for the Colts, also had 100, well over 100 tackles. He was ninth. So you got two Colts. Now you got a different system. Someone's still got to make tackles. I'm going to say Zaire's going to make a lot of tackles.
Yes, sir. And last one, who will be the first wide receiver with 100 receptions? And I'll let you know this. There were only 10 who had 100 receptions last year. Only 10.
So, I think the answer is probably Jamar. Like, okay. as long as Ja'Marr Chase is healthy, like, he led the NFL in catches and targets last year, so he gets more opportunities than anyone else. He also has T, you know, to that you can't just, like, double him all the time. Amon-Ra St. Brown is tempting. Brock Bowers is a little tempting. Malik Nabers, they're probably going to force feed the hell out of him. If you want, like, a real sleeper, wait, where'd it go? Come on, come back. Was it yards that I had it sorted by? Yeah. Brian Thomas Jr. had 133 targets last year and was third in the NFL in yards. He only had 87 catches on the year, though. I'm like, can he be better this year? He's probably more of a yards per catch than a total volume guy. Chase is probably the right answer. Jeffers, obviously, J.J. Or Jetta catching balls from J.J. McCarthy. They're going to force feed the hell out of him, too.
So who Chase. Oh, Chase is your guy.
Chase. I'm picking favorites here.
I'm going Malik Nabers, man. The targets he was getting last
like, who's the guy? Like, he's going to get doubled all the time. Who else in that offense scares you remotely?
I mean, they signed Darius Slayton, so, even though they were trying to cut him for, like, the last 5 years.
Yeah, that was...
I don't know. But the thing is, though, Craig, even though teams knew they were going to go to Malik Nabers, he still found a way to, like, get off. So
yeah, he had 109 catches as a rookie. Like, he's awesome. I love Malik Nabers, but I'll go with Ja'Marr. I know, not very exciting, but I'm going to go with Ja'Marr. As I look up on the screen, another...
You didn't even say CD.
You know, that's a great call, too.
But he's going to be splitting with George Pickens. But that still is Dak's favorite target.
CD's the volume guy. And, in fact, his life should be a little bit easier. 152 targets and 101 catches last year in just 15 games. CD's so good. But Ja'Marr. Ladd McConkey's a fun other one, too. He's going to get a million balls this year from Justin Herbert. All right. Those are our predictions. Write them down in stone, and then hopefully don't throw those stones at us when the season, you know, starts, gets underway, and we're eventually wrong. Coming up next, Anthony tried to make me feel old last night. We'll explain next, but first, the latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa, chicken how you want at Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Preview Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals coming up at 6:30 here on the Hoffman Show. Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Last night, it was, actually, let me see exactly what time it was. It was 7:41 p.m. I'm sitting on my couch. I think we were watching TV. Like, I still haven't finished Full Court Press, the Women's Hoops documentary series that had Kiki Arifin in it. Also, was Hannah Hidalgo, Flajay Johnson. It just wasn't as good this year. Last year's series was awesome. This year is not as exciting. But I want to watch it because Kiki's in it, and she's with the Sticks now, obviously. I think that's what we were watching. I might have been playing Madden. I don't know. I'm sitting there on my couch just basically waiting for the Western Conference Finals to start. And my phone rings, and it's Anthony Haney. And my first thought is, like, very millennial of me. What's wrong? Why is he calling me on the night before we're about to go back to work? Is he about to tell me that he quit and is getting a new job? Is he out sick? Did he have a death in the family? Like, I don't know what's wrong, but I can't possibly think of a good reason why Anthony is calling me on holiday weekend, Monday night, before we go back to work on Tuesday. So I pick up the phone. And, Anthony, why were you calling me?
Craig, I was calling to tell you good night, because yes. I know you often go to bed, a little earlier than I do. And I definitely did not think you were going to stay up and watch the entirety of the Western Conference Finals.
And so, to your credit, I didn't. I went to bed. I actually fell asleep on the couch last night at halftime. I didn't even make it upstairs. All of a sudden I was like, my arm is tingly. Oh, I'm still on the couch. Look over. Rachel's like, you ready to go upstairs? I was like, clearly. I was just out. So I made it to halftime last night. And then I believe I fell asleep on the couch. But at 7:40 p.m., Anthony, that was a bit early. But now people are probably like, wait, do you guys normally call each other to say goodnight? And the answer is no. No, we don't. That's not Anthony typically calls me during the day when we have to talk about the show. We don't regularly talk to each other the night before, even be like, hey, what's up on the show tomorrow? Like, the show ends at 7 o'clock every night. But there's been a TikTok trend going around where men call their friends to say goodnight. And Anthony was one trying to pull a prank on me by calling me at 7:40 PM to insinuate that I'm old and go to bed really early. And pull that particular stunt at 7:40 p.m., and two, assumed that I wasn't hip to it. And Anthony, I'm proud to report, you're 0 for 2.
Yeah, you are definitely aware, and I'm a little sad because I was really looking forward to it. I was really trying to get ahead of you falling asleep. That's what I was trying to do.
Uh-huh.
So the 7:40 might have been a little premature, but I didn't know, you know, if you were going to be awake, so... My bad.
A little premature. He says about 7:40 p.m. where we work together until 7 p.m. every. Anthony, there are days I don't get home until 7:40 from this show.
Right.
Didn't really think that math out, did you?
Nah.
No. No. You also thought that I wouldn't know about the trend, which might have been true had I not forgotten to play the entirety of last week. Mike Sainer still participating in this very trend, including his first call to Jaden Daniels. So I was hip to the trend.
Yeah, it just didn't register. And part of the reason it didn't register, so I have a brother who's 34 years old.
Yeah, before you say this. The other best part of this is you were just doing the trend, but you weren't filming it.
No, I wasn't.
This would be the point where we play for you the audio of Anthony trying to prank me. The problem is there is no audio because Anthony wasn't doing this for TikTok or Instagram. He was just doing it for funsies, which my question is, why?
I just wanted to see if I could catch you.
But I'm guessing I wasn't the only one.
No, you weren't. You were not. I had previously had just called. Well, I called my brother the night before.
Uh-huh.
And he's
what
30,
time?
He's 34 years old. I want to say it was 11:30 or 12 when I called him. And I know for a fact you were asleep then, Craig. I knew you were. So there was no
I
chance.
I almost spit out my water how offended I am. You called him at 11:30 and you called me at 7:40. I want to come over there and just... Keep going.
So yeah, I called
Dig
him.
Dig deeper. Just...
I called him at 11:30 or 12. And he's wide awake. And so I'm like, hey, what's up, Brandon? What you up to, man? He's like, nothing, man. Just chilling. And I'm just like, you know, I was calling to tell you good night, sweet dreams. And then he's like, he just starts busting out laughing. And then he was like, what's going on? And I'm just, I can't control it because I'm a goofy person.
Yeah, and so, you're also one of the worst pranksters that has ever walked.
Yeah, I'm going to give it away.
You can get to the point that you execute it, and then you give away the game in 5 seconds.
Five's easy, no question. So, yeah, that's sort of kind of what happened. And then I explained him the joke, and then, yeah. he was so confused. But, yeah, so I tried to do it on you, Craig, and it didn't necessarily work.
So I was second in the pecking order, at least.
Sort of.
Behind actual family. Although you did try other folks later that night, I just was second because you thought you had to call me by 7:40.
Yeah. Yeah. My bad. I'll think it through next time. I'll be very good and very intentional about, you know, the joke that I try to put on Craig. Because it doesn't work so far.
Do me a favor. Don't.
Just quit.
Yeah.
Just quit, Tony. Just quit.
just you know, or don't. Just you no. No. Rachel also had some fun. She was in the background because I don't think I had you on speakerphone. I think she just overheard what was happening and was like, this is hilarious. She had some funny lines and now I can't remember them and now I'm sad about it.
Oh. And Rachel knows the trend as well, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. She not man, whatever. Now, should call her and be like, I'm not calling to wish you good night. I'm calling you to ask what funny things you said. And I'll text her. And we'll.
You know
we'll
what I should have done?
Break. What?
Actually, I'll do it tomorrow. I think I just gave it away.
Are you going to call her?
No, I was going to call you in the morning and say, hey, Craig, we're just calling to wish you a happy Wednesday and good morning. Reverse of the good night.
Yeah, I mean, you could start a
new
trend.
The inverse, I guess.
Start a new trend. The thing is, I wake up way earlier than you.
Yeah, today I was up early.
How early were you up?
7:30. I texted you at like 7:40.
That's true. You did, because I made a typo in my Instagram reel, which I just posted before you were awake, because I was awake.
Yeah, I was getting my extra 5-10 minutes. I went to the gym at really early, that's why.
Yeah, I was on the air with the morning show at BetMGM at 8:20 this morning, and I had been awake for an hour, at least an hour and a half.
Oh yeah, you're a crazy man.
That's not voluntary. You get older, and also the light's coming in the wrong side of your if your bedroom's on the wrong side of the street, not a whole lot you can do.
Yeah.
You just light me coming in. I'm getting targeted by a lot of ads for shades right now, and I'm about to buy all of them.
Good. I get the blackout shades. Those are the ones I have.
I want, like, because the ones we got ain't blackout enough. All right. So that's what happened last night. As for what's going to happen tonight, Eastern Conference Finals basketball. We'll preview it next. Open the show today talking about the Western Conference Finals. Eastern Conference Finals on deck tonight. If you want to hear about our thoughts on the Western Conference Finals, we'll rewind in the Odyssey app to the start of the show. Check out the podcast, rewind on YouTube. There's all kinds of different ways because here we are at the end of the show, final half hour of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980, and it's time to talk about Pacers and Knicks. First, as you head home and get ready to watch this, you will see Aaron Nesmith tonight. He is available. ESPN's Shams Charania reporting that. Nesmith, of course, the game one hero. Anthony is averaging 15 a game in this postseason. He's also been the primary defender on Jalen Brunson. But game three really was on some level about Brunson, but it was much more about Karl Anthony Towns and the fact that the Pacers don't have an answer for him. He has destroyed them all season. And the best way to get Karl Anthony Towns to not destroy the Indiana Pacers is to get him in foul trouble. And I wonder how tonight is going to go, because if I were the Pacers, I would be trying to involve him in a lot of defensive actions and see if you can get him into foul trouble again. I also have zero level of trust in Karl Anthony Towns to put together back-to-back games. I think he has gotten better and better and better and better as his career has gone. He's become more and more consistent and more reliable. I just don't know that in a do-or-die spot with his confidence where it was coming off of game three, I'm like, is he going to come in overconfident? Is he going to try to do too much? Can I use some of that against him, get him in foul trouble again? And if so, can the Knicks find other things where it feels like they've done a lot of tinkering, done a lot of this, done a lot of that, and they were down 18 in game three, but ultimately were able to come back behind 20 points from Towns in the fourth?
Yeah, I agree. I don't have the utmost faith in Karl to duplicate game three's performance. He is going to be instrumental if they do want to have a chance, though, because again, like, he really can stretch the floor and be that that second guy for them. But I think Tibbs, like, the first two games anyway, I think he relied more on, you know, Mitchell Robinson's energy and just his defensive presence than Karl Anthony Towns. And I think that's part of the reason, you know, he didn't play that much in game two. Like, he wasn't that much of a factor on the defensive side of the ball. So I think when you see in game three, he's rebounding, he's, you know, having some type of presence on the defensive side of the ball, on top of scoring, I think that's why we saw much more of him. So I think it's going to take a group effort. I expect him to not necessarily go out there and have 20 in a quarter, but definitely not be a liability out there where, you know, you're not playing and you're not helping your team win.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There was a great point made on Zach Lowe's show by, I'm trying to remember this person's name, and I'm now looking at the title description, scroll by so slowly on my phone. Oh, it's Rob Mahoney, who is a basketball pundit. But Rob had a great point about Tom Thibodeau, and he goes, we cannot criticize Tibbs for being so stubborn, was the word that he used, about his lineups, about the way he wants to play, about all of these things, and then not give him credit when that stubbornness pays off. That in this particular case, when you think about the team and how it played, the Knicks and how they played in game three, it wasn't like Tibbs actually showed a lot more flexibility. He played Landry Shamet. He played Deuce McBride. He didn't play all of his guys 46 minutes. Like, we saw, in part dictated to him by game situation and foul trouble with Brunson and Towns, but he made the starting lineup change. Like, this is a guy who never changes his lineups. And here's Mitchell Robinson starting the game. I don't even know that worked. But there was a general stubbornness to the Knicks, positive, that helped them stick around when it seemed like they could let go of the rope in the second quarter. Halliburton's out there dancing. They're up 18. And, you know, that held kind of through the third quarter, but at least it stabilized. And that gave the platform to then be within reaching distance in the fourth quarter. My question is, one, will Tibbs maintain that? And is that sustainable over multiple games versus short bursts of stubbornness? And two, on a larger level for the lineup stuff, he got forced into not playing Jalen Brunson, and it worked. Those defensive lineups really caused problems for Indiana. They created a bunch of live ball turnovers, and they played a little bit more conservative offensively, so Indiana wasn't creating turnovers on the other end. So there was just some stuff that worked. I don't know how sustainable that is. I have a hard time believing the New York Knicks are better off with Jalen Brunson out of the lineup for, you know, 20 minutes tonight, considering he only played 31 in the last game. But I also do think, like, having some stretches where the defensive intensity cranks in the fourth quarter, not having Brunson to be able to target defensively, like, they're, I think both things are true. That the Knicks won game three in part because Jalen Brunson did not have his normal role, and that I don't know that trying to repeat that is the best thing for game four. And if you're a coach, I don't know what you do with that information.
I think when he was on the bench, though, it allowed guys to, you know, find their rhythm. So, again, Karl-Anthony Towns, for instance, like, we haven't seen him that aggressive all series long, but they found ways to get him the ball in his spots. And eventually, when he had the high hand, he could take over. But Deuce McBride had some big shots. The Mikal Bridges of the world got involved. OG had an up-and-down game. But I think when Brunson's not in, and I'm not saying, like, they need to continue to play without Brunson, but it allows everybody else to get sort of kind of in a rhythm. And then defensively, you know what you're getting out of that unit. Like, the intensity goes up. So Brunson, on one hand, does have to play better on the defensive side of the ball, but also let's see if everybody else can get in the rhythm and help Brunson out when he is in the game, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the defensive stuff is also huge because they target him late in games and they're able to get matchups and able to create easy buckets. And when you can't do that, like, you have to, it's just much more difficult to create offense. So that was a thing. And then it did, like, the downside is, how do you score? Well, Karl-Anthony Towns lost his bleeping mind, was hitting everything, and then you don't have the scoring deficit, and now it works. You have everybody more involved offensively. That translates to better defensive output, and you're just not having the drop-off of, oh my God, we need a bucket, Jalen Brunson, please save us, which has been the way the Knicks have performed in crunch time all year, and it's been successful. Jalen Brunson won Clutch Player of the Year. So it's not that it's a bad strategy. It's just, okay, can we take some of the things that we liked from game three? Can we maybe move the ball a little bit more? Can we not be so Jalen reliant late in games? Can we get more guys in the rhythm? Can we say, hey, Jalen, we need you to do what Deuce did defensively, or at least your best impression of it. Deuce McBride's a better defensive player, but, like, here's where you need to be successful. Does that work? Or does Thibodeau potentially learn the wrong lesson, which is, oh, let's not play Brunson as much, and is there a stretch in this game that we don't know it until later, but turns into a decisive stretch where the Knicks don't score for 4 minutes while Brunson's on the bench, and you try to go back to that well instead of like thinking that it's strategy instead of luck, and do you cost yourself the game? Like, these are the things. Maybe it is a strategy. Maybe, like, giving Brunson a little bit more rest and getting some more time with guys like Landry Shamet on the floor is a good idea, but it would be counter to how you've gotten here. And just because it worked once doesn't mean it's going to work twice. And, like, that challenge is coaching in the NBA. Knowing your team well enough, knowing the matchup well enough, giving it your best shot, that is what it means to be a coach in the playoffs. And a guy like Rick Carlisle tends to hit the right buttons. And Carlisle, for whatever it's worth, after the game was pretty funny. He's like, yeah, you know, it was a lot harder to create offense because of the lineups they had, basically being like, please don't play Jalen Brunson in the fourth quarter. So we know which angle Carlisle would like them to go. But whether it actually works out or not, we're not going to know until tonight. And by the way, if game four of the Western Conference Finals is any indication, this thing tonight could be an unbelievable game. It just feels like at this point in the series, the feeling out process is done. Everybody knows everybody. There's only so many adjustments to make. And now it's just like, we know what you're going to do. You know what we're going to do. And we're just going to go out there and play our faces off and see what happens. And that's what the game four of the Western Conference Finals was last night. And, you know, Indiana wins tonight, New York's not in as bad of a spot as Minnesota because New York at least still has two of the final three at home if they can get it to seven. But obviously, if Indiana can go win tonight, they have a chance to close it out in game five at the Garden, where they've already won twice, and then a game six back home before a game seven at the Garden. So a commanding 3-1 series lead, you might say, Anthony, because there's not any other kind.
Confidence level in the Knicks to get the job done. They're 6-1 on the road.
It's not a lack of confidence in the Knicks. I am confident in the Pacers to bounce back.
Okay.
Like, I think tonight's going to be a great game, and I think the Pacers are going to win late. I think it's going to be good. I don't know, there might be a double-digit lead at some point, but I don't know. Maybe it's recency bias. It's totally a vibe gut thing, but I think that it will play out much like last night, where it is a dogfight, close game for four quarters, and that's going to be really fun if we get that treat. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, we wrap up the show with real things, real people said, and real microphones.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
It's Hoffman Show. On Team 980, what's that blank eating grin you have on your face, Anthony? What's so funny over there? Is this something for real things?
Yes. Oh my gosh, this guy Charles Barkley is hilarious, man.
Oh, we got Chuck in real things. Pretty pumped about that. All right, well, then quickly, I will tell you on the show tomorrow, Commanders minority owner Mark Ein is going to join us. We also will have a full recap of OTAs. You'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Dan Quinn. Hopefully, one of the Commanders rookies. I'll have my observations, obviously, from practice as well. Also see if I'll tag a reporter while I'm out there and be like, hey, what you doing at 5 o'clock? Which is one of my favorite things to do to the beat guys and gals in person. Hey, what are you doing at 5 o'clock? And sometimes they'll be like, joining you on the radio, and be like, damn Skippy. Hell yeah, you are. So we'll see who is available tomorrow. Any other housekeeping we should do, Anthony?
I think that's all.
All right. Then we got a lot of things to get to. It's time for Real Things, Real People Said in Real Microphones.
Real things.
We're not going to be sucked this year.
Real people.
5 and 11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right, let's, should we save Chuck GPT for last?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Let's start off with the fever forward, Aaliyah Boston, former number one overall pick. She was at the Pacers-Knicks game and was very excited when Terry Crews popped up on the Jumbotron.
Oh! I want to meet him! No, I must meet Terry Crews.
I should be like, hi, Terry. You don't know who I am, but I love me. Everybody Hates Chris. He didn't play by his money. That's where I got it from. I'm telling him that.
This part gets very muffled and it's hard to hear, but they meet. Terry Crews does know who Aaliyah Boston is. As someone who has seen Aaliyah Boston in person before, not just like at a game, when we were in Indiana last year, we were at a breakfast cafe and Aaliyah walked in and, you know, passed us. And I was like, that was Aaliyah Boston. She's very distinctive because there just aren't a lot of gals running around who are 6'5" with pink hair.
Yeah, that too.
So, I mean, if you know who she is, you know who she is. And I guess Terry Crews did know who she was.
Nah, that's mad dope meeting Terry Crews. And she was right. He does not play about. He's the most frugal TV character ever, probably.
I'm trying to think of a funny joke. I don't have one. We're just going to keep it moving. Francisco Lindor, obviously Mets superstar. Some of these mic'd up things are both cool and I hate them at the same time. This is one of them. It's very cool. Doing this during a game is kind of weird, but it's baseball, whatever. Francisco Lindor mic'd up and in the, you know, having the conversation with the booth on ESPN, and they had a special guest who joined them for this portion of the game.
Hi.
Hello.
So, I don't know if you recognize my voice.
Yes, it's your lovely wife.
Hello.
And we have a special guest who's got a question for you, Francisco.
Hi.
Hello.
So, I don't know if you recognize my voice.
Yes, it's your lovely wife. Hello.
By the way, A+ Francisco Lindor immediately knowing who he's talking to.
I hope.
I mean, yes, you hope, but like, that's mega points. Mega points for Francisco Lindor.
I'm looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
Also, apparently he was looking.
So what's harder, turning a double play or 4 a.m. diaper changes?
I've been turning double plays for about 25 years, changing diapers for 4.5, so.
I think, I thought I was going to get that one. Changing diapers at 4 in the morning, it's tough. That's a tough one. I'm lucky to have you because you've been taking over big time.
Excellent job all around. Excellent job. Also, I think it's very funny. Like, imagine being the second baseman there. Like, your shortstop's just seemingly talking to no one. Like, Francisco, who are you talking to? My wife. What?
Probably wasn't paying attention, though. I mean, well, they should be paying attention to the batter. Like,
that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I guess you know that dudes are mic'd up, but still, like, imagine you're the pitcher and you just hear Francisco talking about changing diapers behind you. Wacky bit. Last but not least, as teased by Anthony Haney, they unveiled a new game on the NBA on TNT that works in conjunction with the NHL on TNT. And they tried to have Charles Barkley host it, which was a bad idea.
Okay, the Hurricane.
That's the Carolina Hurricane.
Yeah. Oh, you're never going to get this one because this is brand new.
Is there a better way? Where did you start this, Anthony, that I can
so
set this
I up? I started it midway through because I wanted to get to the part where they had to ask Charles another who he played for.
Okay. At the start of this, they gave Chuck a card and said, you're going to host this. And Charles didn't understand that he had the answers and was just supposed to wait for the logo to be on the screen. And as he kept saying the answer. And then this happened.
Utah.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Utah Mammoth.
That's a good one, Arnie. You got, they just announced that like a month ago.
No, that's Utah you. Mammoth. That's you, Draymond.
Yeah. Good call, Draymond.
And
you're the worst host ever.
And yeah. Now,
you giving the answer. He's rolling over in his grave.
But for old time's sake, Chuckster, we do have one who he played for we'd like to do again. He's a Hall of Famer in the who he played for.
You get him wrong.
Garrett Temple, who he played for this year. Garrett Temple.
Since I told you the Edmonton Oilers going to win the Stanley Cup because of the tariffs, this is one. Toronto Raptors.
Hey!
Yes, you did.
Way to go,
Chuckster. And let me tell you, we're not going to be the 51st state either. We're going to take the cup back because y'all pissing us off about the tariffs up there. I got your back, old Canada.
Wait, can I see that? Was the answer on the card?
I don't know.
Yes, it was. Yeah, yes.
It was. Yes. It was on the card. Yes. The answer was on the card.
You little cheater.
Wait a minute.
That's why I was laughing so hard,
Charles didn't even realize it was on the card.
Oh.
Well,
from the video, you can't necessarily tell, but I would assume he did.
Honestly, like, inside the NBA, you can't necessarily tell. Put that on a t-shirt. That's our show. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.